Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Donald?
No, it's not.
Is this Scott's Land and Timber Co.?
No, this is James.
Is this a personal line?
Yes, it is.
I'm trying to get Scott Land and Timber Co. Up in Oregon. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, it's okay. What can I help you with?
Looking to get in contact with Donald here.
Yeah, actually, we have a Don here, but I'm his assistant, so what can I help you out with?
Oh, cool, I got you. I thought I called the wrong number. Yeah, my name's Pete. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. I was actually trying to go over some financing that Don did with General Electric a few years back. Does he handle all that?
Yeah, I actually help him with that.
Oh, cool. Maybe you can help me out here. Sure. About 2-3 weeks ago, I mailed you guys some pre-approved finance offer. It was actually based on that good credit history you built up with them. We had you pre-approved for $250K for equipment and capital, actually. I was going to see if you guys had any other needs, if that General Electric capital loan was all used up and you needed some more cash on hand.
Yeah, actually, we got a project coming up. That we were talking about, we might need some capital for.
For sure. What kind of project? What do you guys, just login project?
Exactly.
Okay. How much were you looking at gipping on here?
We were looking at around 150.
Perfect. And are you familiar with working capital?
Yeah,
it's, based off sales. And you know how it's like a lump sum of unsecured cash instead of like a line of credit where you just kind of write checks off of it. But,
I mean, so what do you mean by that?
Okay, yeah, so working capital, the way that it works here is, one second, it's actually deposited, it's a lump sum of cash deposited into your business account here. And you could use it at your discretion. It's unsecured cash, so there's no, you can do whatever you want with it. And you can't get called on it like a line of credit, you know what I mean? So the bank can't just be like, all right, we need 60 G's now. And then you pay on a daily, monthly, or a weekly payment schedule. So you want to borrow like 150K, and then something would be like, oh, your weekly payment would be, like a couple thousand dollars, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And
yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's based on sales. So what we do is it's pretty much 10 to 15% of gross annual income. So what'd you guys do last year in sales?
You know what? I can actually pull that up. Let me see here. Looks like we did around 2.3 last year.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. So yeah, you can easily get that 150K.
What's the rate on that?
Yeah, so the rates, it has to do with your credit mostly, and how long you've been in business here. How would you rate the business's credit? Good, bad, in the middle?
The business's credit, seems pretty good.
Seems pretty good, because we got programs from A to D that will get you approved like no matter what. But how long were you looking to take out the loan? Because basically, you can kind of choose your own rate here, because it just all depends on how much you want to take out and how long you want to take it out for. So you want to take $5,000 out for 3 months or 2 months, you're going to get like a really, really low rate. You want to take out, 200K for, 2-3 years, you're going to get a higher rate. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way we'd probably be able to pay that 150 back within 2 months, but...
No, yeah, that's a lot, but
yeah,
it's a lot for a short span.
Okay, maybe about 2 to 3 years, but what's the actual rate on that 150 if we borrow that?
Well, we don't do APRs, like the annual percentage rate. We just do like cents on the dollar here, just keep it simple, because a lot of the times people are taking these loans out for, like I said, 3 months, a lot short term, so it doesn't really make sense. I've seen them start mid-single digits here and then kind of work up depending on, how much you're asking for in relation to your, gross annual sales.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got to ask a couple more follow-up questions and, you know, get it through to the underwriters before I get a, like a solid, solid number. I don't want to give you anything like unexpected or, you know, give you some expectations.
Well, have you done any of the loans before?
Yeah, all the time.
Can you give me an example of what somebody took out?
Yeah, okay. So, actually today got this dude, he's got in a patio building. So he wanted a smaller loan. It was only 30K, and he was going to take it out for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had kind of an issue because the guy kept overdrafting on his account, so he really didn't have, like, very good standing credit and relation with his bank. It kind of hurt him a little bit. So he ended up paying 15 cents on the dollar. But the dude had all these he had 14 contracts out at once that he just had to get done. He had no capital on hand, and he needed to take it. But he's gonna return on his investment and, you know, make money at the end of the day. So he was in a more of an atypical situation.
I see. Yeah, 15 cents. That's like 15%. Sounds kind of high.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. A lot of people are used to, you know, hearing, okay, we'll get you a 2-year loan for 100K at, you know, 6% or 6.5%, and then they don't realize that's APR, and at the end of the day, you're paying 13% on that, you know, after 2 years. So, I mean, we just like to keep it simple and not trying to, you know, like, disguise anything around. So that's why we just keep it cents on the dollar. But, you know, I have seen 5% working capital loans for, you know, and you are pulling, what'd you say, 2.5? I'm sorry, I wrote
2.3.
Yeah, so, like, also the relation to, you know, 150 compared to pulling in 2.3 last year, you know, you're going to probably qualify for the A tier. So, you know, I could expect, you know, mid single digits, you know, 10 would be a little on the higher end for someone in your situation. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
But it really just comes down to the solid numbers. Like, you got to get the credit score in and all that whatnot. All this other paperwork, but
okay. All right, yeah, let me talk to Don and I'll see what he says.
Yeah, and you're just using this for general cash flow for the for an upcoming projects here.
Right. Logging project.
Do you know what like your return on investment would be on that? You know, it's hard to quantify sometimes.
No, I mean, on that project we'll probably we spend 150 and we're probably gonna make 100 on it.
No, good. So that's a decent sort of chunk of change, and it is nice because you can choose to make a weekly or monthly payment, so it's like not really hurting the business too much, like, you know, getting hit every day for, you know, a couple $100.
Yeah, we would want monthly payments for sure.
Yeah, perfect. I'll put that down. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No, I don't.
No. And is Don 100% owner?
Don is the 100% owner.
Perfect. And, when's your project coming up by?
It's in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, so it's pretty soon, but it shouldn't be a problem because we actually, we're pretty fast on our end here. Once you get the documents I need, it's about 24 hours to get an approval here, and then we can fund in another 24 hours from that, so shouldn't be a problem to get that all done. And if you don't get this financing, what are you going to do? Just trying to take out a loan from the bank, or?
Yeah, we work with our local bank, and we might go through them first, but I mean, since you happen to call right now,
we're very competitive with the banks too. We're a lot faster than them. That's the issue. If 3 weeks, again, that's still a while out, but you know, for people that are in a little bit more of a time pressing situation, we really can get it done quickly.
Yeah.
All right, what was your name again, boss? I'm sorry.
James.
Perfect. All right, well, what's a good email I can shoot this info over to and can get it back to me?
Yeah, it's jameslogging.
jameslogging.
At sbcglobal.net.
Global. Perfect. When are you getting a chance to run this by Don? You know, when should I follow up with you? Like Wednesday, Tuesday?
Yeah, I'd say like Tuesday.
Tuesday's good. Morning or afternoon?
Same time, around this time or day.
All right, perfect. Good, good. All right, James, I'll let you go. Enjoy your weekend here, and I'll try and follow up with you on Tuesday, right around the end of the day now. And yeah, talk to Don about it, run it by him.
Cool, I'll do that. All right. Appreciate
it. Sounds good. Take care, man.
All right.
Bye.